raining cats and dogs out there. I hope you're all safe. Curled up somewhere in a warm place, dry place. Got the radio turned on and ready to get the news straight. Yes, welcome to Sam Nation. Sam Rzhovsky here on Talk Radio 790 KBC. So I for the last 2 days, have been inundated with requests for my input on this epic press conference yesterday. I'm going to get to that here in just a minute. They're saying everything that it all depends on where you go, and I will tell you this. I am mystified. I'm looking at these sources, you know, I was looking at Daily Mail today. And they had a front page article about how Mika Brzezinski has banned Kellyanne Conway from Morning Joe. And I'm thinking to myself, well, if Morning Joe, if MSNBC, right there. I mean, their ratings suck, by the way. They're so bad. Every time that the cable race ratings come out, MSNBC is at the bottom. I mean, there has to be a loser, right? You know, to every race, someone comes in last. And when it comes to the cable news deal, I mean, it's always MSNBC. They're always at the bottom. So I think I'm wondering if they ban Kellyanne Conway, do they lose like a significant portion of their audience? I mean, by when they kick off a guest. My question is, why are they relevant? That's the question you've got to be asking yourself. If you want to condemn and take what Trump did in the press conference and poo-poo it and say it's beneath the dignity of office and it's the wrong move and this is not how you deal with the media. You don't do it this way. You've got to go about it. You have got to go about communicating with the press. Be serious. You know, if you want to be taken seriously, be serious. And I'm telling you, these people are clowns. So the first premise is that the media people take themselves far more seriously than you and I do. They are, in other words, more enthralled by their stature, by who they are, by the trappings of their, you know, their importance somewhere, you know. In their world, it's an echo chamber. I mean, imagine you're a reporter for Fox and you have friends that are reporters for CNN and you have friends that are reporters for, you know, even MSNBC, although they've got to be the redheaded, fat kids on the short bus. But, you know, there it is. And you're all amongst yourself. Oh, you know, so and so, and I went here, and I'm on assignment here, and I did this, and I did that, and I'm so important. And listen to me, and my audience numbers, and my ratings. And they're just preening over this, and I know this because let me tell you, I occasionally do mix and mingle with a few important people here and there, and I'm always humored when I find myself in a room with a bunch of media, you know, guys and gals. It's a bunch of peacocks. I'm not going to single out anybody in private meetings, but they're peacocks. They are so into themselves because their face is on TV, and they think they've got a following, which in many cases is not the case. So here Trump is doing something completely new, and I'll actually add something that many in the pundit class. During the course of the election said, you can't win. You can't fight a battle with the media and win. The fight is not with the media. The fight is with the ideology or the issue, whatever it may be. And to some wise people said that. And of course, I think they're right, except there's an asterisk. And you've seen the asterisk already be inserted at critical points during the campaign. Can somebody running for president have a tape leaked, 2 months before the election or 6 weeks before the election, where he's, you know, I mean, threatening to grab women by the you-know-what-sees. I mean, Trump did and survived it. Can you have someone, you know, can you have someone speak candidly without a teleprompter for hours on end, giving off-the-cuff remarks in a world where every word, every statement, every inflection is sliced and diced and parsed to death? No, generally speaking, you can't. Trump did. And when you go through the list of all the things that Trump has done, I always think there's the ghost of George W. Bush comes up. Because I was looking at this presser. Okay, and if you missed it, we're gonna go through some clips to give you a taste, a flavor of what it was and how it all went down. But do you remember George W. Bush? Now there was the kind of Republican Democrats miss. Because poor George, I tell you what, his MO was, you know, who the animals that get attacked and they play dead. I mean, it works somewhere at some level in the food chain. But when you're president, you're top dog and you cannot do it. You cannot simply give up and turn the keys over to a bunch of, you know, frat boys and frat girls in the media to go and take a joyride with your legacy, with your reputation. And certainly not, of course, you know, with your legislative agenda. And that is exactly what happened to Bush. And I remember the early interviews with Trump, and he would wince on TV, and George W. Bush, he criticized him, and he said, he's got to fight back. So the media now lamenting how awful and how horrible and how mean-spirited Chuck Todd, speaking of MSNBC, what did he say? He said that a mean-spirited fog has now descended into the political landscape. Oh, yeah? Oh, only just now? Okay, Chucky, you got that right. So, they're Brian Williams. Remember Brian Williams? I mean, his credibility, talk about fake news, is a poster boy for it. Remember, he made stuff up and practically got fired from his network. So these are the claims, but they're all complaining. But I'm telling you, folks, if you're in the media, listen to me. Trump is reacting to the abuses that you heaped on George W. Bush, where you criticized endlessly, and Bush rolled over, played dead, didn't fight back because he was the bigger guy, because he was classy, because he just did not want to engage with your sorry A-money monies, okay? And Trump quietly, well, maybe not so quietly, but was watching it for years and recognized how bad that was, because ultimately at the end of Bush's term, what did we have? Whatever his record was, it went largely undefended. I mean, he did have his surrogates and people like that, but he never went out there and did anything. So first things first, when it comes to this press conference, Trump got up there and he was pissed. There is no other way of putting it. He was pissed off because he'd gone 2 weeks or 3 weeks, whatever it was, of the media just lobbing one bomb at him after another. And he set out to correct the record, and he was a man not willing to give an inch. An inch. And as the, you know, there's some great ones. For example, I mean, he got into it with Jim Acosta from CNN, who was Trump's sort of favorite plaything. And back and forth about ratings, and your ratings suck, and all right, I'll give you a chance to speak. And it was that type of thing. Now, there's some people reacting to it, and they're aghast. How can the president of the United States stoop to such a level? But I'm watching it. I watched it. I heard it live, and then I had it recorded, and then I've watched it twice since. Because I wanted to be sure I saw it and not just listen to it. Very important. You know, I did not sense any kind of weakness from Trump in this press conference. Quite the contrary. He got up there and just gave it to them from both barrels. And these guys in the media, I mean, they were getting laughed at. There was snickering going on even from the fellow, you know, people in the press pool. Now, presumably some of the snickering was coming from, you know, the White House staff in the background, too. But at any rate, it was forcefully delivered. And I think substantively some very good points were made. Now, what did it cover? He covered everything from Flynn, went back to that. I'll play a clip from that just to show you that what we talked about on the program on Wednesday, I mean, I was dead right on that. It really came down. I mean, and Trump was very believable when he said it. In fact, let's play really quickly. Let's play clip number 9. They ask, you know, well, what did Flynn do? What did Mike Flynn do? What happened? Did he you know, breach your trust? What did he do? And this was Trump's response.
Doesn't sound like he did anything wrong there, but he did something wrong with respect to the vice president, and I thought that was not acceptable. As far as the actual making the call, in fact, I've watched various programs and I've read various articles where he was just doing his job. That was very normal. You know, first everybody got excited because they thought he did something wrong. After they thought about it, it turned out he was just doing his job.
Yeah. So, OK. And I'm just telling you this because on that's exactly what we parsed out here on Wednesday's program is that you had and he's being so clear about it. And he's the other thing that I'll point out here is, you know, 2 days into this storm over Flynn, Trump isn't backing down off his assertion that he was doing his job. He's still standing up for him. He's standing up for his character. He's just saying, look, the guy blew it, didn't talk to Pence, and I made a decision, and he's out of a job. There was a really funny part where in the Jim Acosta back and forth, Trump got into it and couldn't resist and put even a little dig at John Podesta because he's talking about classified information and how classified information is leaking. And Acosta is saying to him, well, you're a hypocrite, Mr. President. All due respect, what's the difference between, you know, when you were the beneficiary of leaks against Hillary Clinton, leaks of Hillary Clinton's information, and these leaks that you're railing against right now? And here's what Trump said. So good.
So in one case, you're talking about highly classified information. In the other case, you're talking about John Podesta saying bad things about the boss. I will say this. If John Podesta said that about me and he was working for me, I would have fired him so fast your head would have spun. He said terrible things about her. But it wasn't classified information.
That's important. See? And now, by the way, in all of this, are you hearing crazy? You know, I mean, he did, you know, he's freewheeling. So there were sections where he was, you know, kind of deviated back in and out of following a train of thought, but this is so clear. It's so succinct. It's even funny. It's even humorous, right? Because there is an obvious difference between, you know, hacking somebody's Yahoo account and leaking, you know, classified top secret information that was provided by, you know, from one spy agency to another law enforcement investigative agency. And that's a big difference. Of course, it's lost on the Democrats because, anyway, facts don't matter. So where in all of this, if you are sitting there and you're going, you know, I don't know, I didn't see it. I didn't see the presser, but I'm listening, you know, I've read all the major newspapers, I've seen the headlines, I've gotten my Apple, you know, my iPhone news update. You know, maybe you get your daily digest of blurbs, and you're thinking, "Oh, that press conference must have been terrible." God, I hope he gets it together. You missed it. You totally missed it, and that's okay because now I'm gonna get you back on the right path. There was a Politico reporter. This is the best way to sum it up. Daily Beast. His name is Matt Lewis. So he's an inside the Beltway guy, right? He's a CNN contributor, so you might say he's deep in enemy territory. And this guy posts a tweet from a friend of his. And this, and he says, this is a buddy of mine out west. Now, why am I sharing a tweet? I'll tell you. Here's what the tweet says. The guy writes, his friend who's the reporter, "I'm at a gym, everyone watching press conference. They are laughing and consistently saying he is eating them up," meaning Trump is eating the press up. "Press doesn't get what he has done," end of quote. And that's it. That's the difference between the media inside the Beltway think it was apocalyptic, but regular people who saw it loved it because somebody was finally speaking for them. Somebody was taking the media to task. And they, you know what? Regular folks aren't as dumb as the media and all the elites think we are. We're not. And I'll be back right after this with more. Sam Rzhovsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KBC.
I got a dial tone.
If you'd like to make a call,
dial 800-222-5222, because the KABC phone lines are open.
You know, the press conference, I tell you, the style, Trump style, CNC, I haven't heard this anywhere. This is my my thing here. I think candid and combative. It's just that's his. And I got a great clip to evidence this. So at one point there's a black reporter. Let's see. What's her name? April Ryan from the American Urban Radio Network. And you could tell she already came in kind of, she was ready to stick a knife into Trump, figuratively speaking. And she gets up there. She goes, "Yeah, what are you going to do? What are you going to do for the inner cities? You said you're going to help the inner cities. What are you going to do? And this was his response.
So we're going to do a lot of work on the inner cities. I have great people lined up to help with the inner cities.
Well, when you say the inner cities, are you going to include the CBC, Mr. President, in your conversations with your urban agenda, your inner city agenda, as well as
Are you
going to include the Congressional Black Caucus and the Congressional Hispanic
Caucus? Well, I
would.
Okay, what? Do you want to set up the meeting? Do you want to set up the meeting?
No.
Are they friends of yours?
I'm just a reporter.
Well, set up the meeting.
I know some of them, but I'm sure
let's
they're
Let's go set up
right
a
now.
Meeting. I would love to meet with the Black Caucus. I think it's great, the Congressional Black Caucus. I think it's great.
Can I point out how hilarious it is? Trump, a 70-year-old white man, pointing to a black reporter saying, "Well, hey, Congressional Black Caucus, you must know those guys. So maybe you could set up a meeting." But the point of it, the bigger point of it is he's not afraid to lay it on her. And the clip then continues, by the way, he continues and he says, "You know, I've tried to call this guy multiple times, this congressman, to set up a meeting. He told me he wanted to meet, he wanted to go over my agenda, and then he got cold feet. And every morning I come in," so the clip, continued. I come in every morning and I say to my staff, "Hey, has this guy called back?" And nothing. Now, I'll tell you, this is like nothing I have ever seen. But I like it. Because, yes, it might not be 100% polished. And, yes, at times it deviates into some absurd cul-de-sacs, if you will. But you know what? It is candid, okay? And after 8 years of Mr. Teleprompter, America's favorite beta male, Barack Obama... it's kind of refreshing to have a guy standing up there and just, giving it to him. That's one of the things that people are saying. Well, this is a fight you cannot win. And I heard this throughout the campaign from many of the same people that predicted at every turn that Trump was doomed, that his candidacy was on its last legs. But I'll tell you, the shocking thing is, he made a claim, and believe me, I fact-checked the Trumpster myself here, make our team here look all this stuff up. But he said that the media is lower than Congress, right? Their approval rating, and that's not entirely true because if you look at the Real Clear Politics averages for polls, not that this is the end-all, be-all, but Congress is pretty low, but Trump is higher than the media. And my theory on this is, it's not a theory, I know this. It comes down to authenticity. See, there's people that don't agree with Trump on everything, but are starved for an authentic president, for an authentic politician, for someone who, when they're talking and their mouth is moving, you at least feel like you're getting the real person. Now, does that mean that he doesn't dig in on facts that are just not true? Does it mean that he, yeah, for sure. I mean, he does this. And it is a reaction, I'll tell you right now. It's a reaction to the press that is tearing him to bits over every stupid little thing. Yes, I want to talk about the AP article from yesterday. If you missed it, it had to do with the roundups, the illegal immigrant roundups, and mobilizing the National Guard. And I'm going to tell you why what this article actually is all about, and it has nothing to do with what's on its face, not in any way, shape, or form. So we're going to get back to that right after the break here. We got John Wolf with the news next. Sam Rzhovsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Talk Radio 790
KABC.
And we're back. Sam Rzhovsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KBC. And one thing in the press conference, so we're talking here about the Trump presser. My opinion on it, absolutely incredible and awesome. Unique, yes. First time I've ever seen really, and this is even considering Trump. This was a first of its kind. If you consider the history of presidential press conferences, yeah, it was, think of it sort of, it was sort of like dodgeball, you know, like the Ben Stiller movie. And there was Trump, and he had these giant red balls, and he was just throwing them at the press. And they were, balls were bouncing everywhere. I mean, that's kind of what it was. Now, one of the issues in this press conference that came up was the issue of leaks. Now, remember this. I mean, everything's gotten leaked, right? Absolutely. The Trump White House is a sieve right now. And any, you know, he had got on the phone with the president of Mexico, and the call leaked, and the prime minister of Australia, and the call leaked, and every decision, every major thing seems to be leaking out almost as soon as it happens. So what this means, remember, it takes an enormous amount of people to run the White House. I have a friend who worked in the Nixon White House many years ago, and he tells me about it all the time. I mean, just, you have no idea the amount of personnel that is in the White House. Now, these are people, and like you and me, these people have their prejudices or they have their political affiliations, right? You don't, just apolitical just because you work in the White House. In fact, arguably, you're even more political. So there are some, you know, deep cover moles that are hiding out in the crevices of the Trump administration and are releasing a lot of sensitive information to the media. So they asked him about it, and they asked him if it was important in the press conference. And here's kind of what Trump's response was.
The leaks are real. You're the one that wrote about them and reported them. I mean, the leaks are real. You know what they said. You saw it. And the leaks are absolutely real. The news is fake.
Yeah, the leaks are real and the news is fake. And you know what? Everybody in the media is too busy calling Trump a clown and a buffoon. Because, you know, Acosta's follow-up comment to this was like, well, how can that be? How can you have, well, if the leak is real, how can the news be fake? Well, I have Exhibit A here of exactly what it is that I'm talking about. Remember the AP story that said that the Trump administration was going to deploy 100,000 National Guard troops to round up illegal immigrants? And that story dropped what time? Sometime yesterday afternoon. And the world went nuts. Liberals literally began crapping bricks, concrete cinder block bricks. Well, this morning it turns out that the story wasn't true. And the Daily Mail ran out of England, ran a story about this. Trump administration denies it's considering mobilizing up to 100,000 troops. But White House source, Reed Mole, leaker, leaky mole. Oh, that sounds terrible. The leaky mole source says it has been discussed, quote unquote. Now, there are three highlights from the story that matter. One, Spicer told the AP that the plan is 100% not true. It's false. So you've got a strong denial. Number two, we have the White House press secretary, again, says that the 11-page draft that was leaked by the mole is not a White House document. And finally, three, White House aide, the mole, the leaky mole, confirms to Daily Mail that the idea had been discussed, but wouldn't say if it has been recommended to President Donald Trump. And here you go. You know what's going on. See, while CNN's too busy calling Trump an idiot and a buffoon, Trump is working on how to find his mole. And he's doing it by taking some BS nonsense story about how he's going to use the military to round up illegals. And he gave it to a handful of people to work on narrowing down where the leak is. And it's freaking brilliant. You'll see more of this coming up. So keep your pants on tight. Sam Rojofsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Talk Radio 790
KABC.
You know, I got to tell you, I was leaving the office tonight, headed to the undisclosed location, our studio here in Orange County. And I have to say, as I'm leaving the building, I saw a giant wooden ship and some animals were boarding the ship, two by two. No, that's just a joke. Get it, having a little biblical humor here for you all. Here's the thing. The wind was so strong, you know, that it this isn't funny, actually. This is our building where that houses our offices. We got a couple tenants in there, too. The doors, two of our doors blew right off the building. And as I'm driving to the studio, there's a felled tree. And then there was a terrible accident right here. Well, I don't want to get too specific. I don't want to be found out. The Sam Nation Studios must remain top secret. But I only tell you all of this because it's freaking crazy out there right now. And people are dummies. I'm telling you that I don't know what it is, but it's like I saw this guy driving in front of me and he was like deliberately driving into the puddles because he was enjoying the splash. And it wasn't producer Robbie, I don't think, although could have been. At any rate, people are doing crazy stuff out there. And accidents are going to happen, and gosh forbid, if it happens to you, you got to call my guy, all right? That's Sweet James, Attorney James Bergner, and he's a good guy. He's got this down to a science, and he will not let the insurance company take advantage of you. No way, no how. Don't talk to them. Don't talk to the other party. Don't give any statements. Don't do anything but call Sweet James. 800-881-2021, 1-800-881-2021, or visit his website, sweetjames.com. All right, Sam Rojofsky, Sam Nation, still dry. And we have leaks in the office, too. I got to point that out. It's going to be a fun weekend. Where I want to go now. Here, let me tell you about this. So I'm talking about these leaks, and it's going to be very difficult to root people out. But I was alluding to it last segment. There are just the bureaucracy. There's so many permanent staff members inside not just the White House, but now if you take the Department of Defense, and you take the State Department, I mean the State Department and the CIA. I mean these are entities that are filled to the brim with nothing but Ivy League and Ivy League junior college graduates. And I don't, you know, I'm so dismayed in all this. You know, I had a friend of mine who's a professor at a very respected school. And he's an immigrant from Europe, from a European country. And he's the stuff that he's writing on Facebook is just so ridiculously stupid. And it had to do with the travel ban. And he's got a green card, and he's whining about how he's, you know, with one stroke of a pen, I could be barred from entering this country. It's not happening, pal. It's total fiction. And I give this example as people are so they are so, I don't know what the word is. They are in just so upset and incredulous that Trump is president. They loathe him. And they're willing, even some really intellectual people, Ivy League educated people that I know, that I've known to be reasonable. They can't see anything objectively. Nothing. All they see are red spots. And you don't think that that's happening inside the White House? You don't think that there are people that went to Harvard, went to Yale, went to, you know, UCLA or George Washington University, and who should be supporting the president, whomever he or she is, but are looking at this and are saying, this guy, he's not credible. He's not this. He's horrible. I hate him. I see spots, and are doing everything they can to undermine him. Guaranteed. That's what's going on. He's got a tough job ahead to clean it up, but I think he might do it. All right, back after this. Sam Rzhovsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KABC.
Say, what is this?
You know what it is. 790 KABC.
Now, I'll tell you something here. This leak business, these anonymous sources, right, that are telling us, you know, things about what's going on inside the White House, you've got to sort of also evaluate which leaks. See, I always want to give you the tools to navigate the media and get everything out of it that you possibly can. And I had this thought the other day. I was reading a Breitbart article about Rance Priebus. You remember a few days ago, earlier this week, rumors began swirling as Flynn was being ousted that Rance Priebus, the chief of staff and former RNC head, was going to get the boot as well. And I was reading it in Breitbart, Breitbart News. And Breitbart cited anonymous sources as well. And I thought to myself, this is interesting because, of course, you know, Breitbart, not just Bannon, right? They've got Bannon he's the CEO of Breitbart News, and he's now Trump's right-hand man. But he's brought over other Breitbart people with him into the administration. So now I'm reading that. I'm listening. I'm reading the article, and I'm thinking this, of course, perhaps should be read as Bannon perhaps suggesting that he's not happy with Rance Priebus. And nothing more than that, but also it is noteworthy that it could be Bannon himself as the source. So you've got to, when you read these articles and you hear anonymous sources, you got to consider where the source is coming from and where it's cited and in what publication. Because right now, even if you are more of a left-leaning person or perhaps a centrist and think that Breitbart is a kind of a radical right-wing alt-right rag, fine. But I think it's important to look to Breitbart for these anonymous sources on Trump, because you're basically getting a view into what Bannon and that part of the administration are thinking. And if you think they're influential, which I definitely do, then that's important. All right. Well, I am, of all places, I'm headed to Mexico this weekend. So we'll see how that goes. And I don't know. Should I wear my Make Radio Great Again hat? I don't know. It might get confiscated at the border. You know, it's probably been declared contraband. I want to get one of those hats. I could say, what would that be in Spanish? I don't know. We got to get it. We got to, you know, hecho, what? Hecho, make America great, make Mexico great again. I don't know. Well, whatever it is. Up next, you're not going to believe this. Barbara Boxer is hosting the Friday night special here on KABC. So I just don't even know what to. Yeah, Seabiscuit up next. All right, John Wolf with the news. Sam Rojofsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Can't stop, addicted to the shindig. Chop top, it says I'm gonna win big. Choose not to life of imitation. Distant cuts into the reservation.
Talk radio.
790 KABC.